So, if you're American in the living room, what are you in the bathroom?
I don't know.
European. Well, what if you had to go number two? Then you're Russian. And then you get to the bathroom, and what, who are you?
Come on.
You're Vladimir Putin.
You're Putin.
We'll be right back.
One of my favorite vines of all time were the "I'm a lesbian," and he's like, "I thought you
I
were
thought
American."
You were American.
That's that one. That's one of my favorite ones.
It's good, dude.
R.I.P. Vine. But thank
R.I.P.
you. Thank God
Vladimir
for TikTok.
Putin. We got him.
Yeah. We took him down. The nice
I
boys,
wish, dude.
the last great patriots of this dying country, took down Vladimir Putin live on the
Quack,
podcast.
quack, quack,
Quack.
quack,
Quack. This is a
quack.
joke. This is Russia. This is a joke.
Russia's a joke. Fuck you, Putin.
Wow. Yeah,
And the
you t
whole.
that is not a real apology. Yes, it is. It's not.
No, it's not. Like legally,
legally.
it's a, like I'm pretty sure it's illegal to say that you're gonna kill the leader of a country. So,
We didn't
parody.
say
This
that.
is parody.
We didn't say
This
that. We
is
just said we
parody.
got him.
So we're gonna take him out.
We just said that we got him on here.
We're gonna go to Olive Garden and we're gonna get soup, salad, and breadsticks. Is
Wow,
what we're gonna
a
do.
little Zuppa Toscana.
Zuppa Toscana. Nah, we're
I'm
gonna
gonna
get an
eat.
Alfredo boat.
Yeah, I'm gonna eat 40 breadsticks.
What?
I'm gonna black out.
Ooh, baby, put an IV of Alfredo in my arm.
Find me face down in a bowl of marinara.
I want to die 6 feet under meatballs.
Don't stop the cheese shredder until I say so.
You're going to empty the clip on that fucker.
He's dead in a bowl of marinara, and someone's just still putting cheese on him. And the little cracker thing.
Nobody said when. Nobody said when.
This is like my fourth grader. This guy's just wearing out that Parmesan.
Parmigiano Reggiano Romano.
Everybody
This is
loves
a bad
Romano.
episode already.
No, I'm having a great time.
No, you're not.
You own it. You be in it.
A guy walks in a fucking Charlotte Hornets throwback hat and he thinks he's the shit.
Huh. You might have to put some Febreze on me.
Somebody get the poopery because your boy is stinking of shit. Wait, nope, I got the metaphor wrong. Fuck. Somebody get the Lysol because I smell like ass. Fuck, I got the metaphor wrong again. Shit.
Somebody get the baby wipes because I smell like swamp people.
Somebody go get me some toilet paper because I've made a very dirty mess.
Somebody help out my butt because I smell like Troy from Swamp People.
Chudo. Somebody wipe down my butt real nice because I smell like Troy Bolton from High School Musical too.
Yeah. Get your head in the game, you little freaks.
You little fucking whores. Get your
wipe your bottoms.
I'm not. I let it crust. Shout out Bill Murray.
Wow. Shout out the crust.
Born to shit, forced to wipe.
What's your favorite kind of pizza crust?
Listen, I like it thick. I like it thin. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. I like it all. I like pizza.
Yeah.
But if I had my druthers, I want like a pan pizza.
Yeah. Deep dish?
But not deep dish, but like, say like a Pizza Hut
pan.
And, or like Domino's has a good pan pizza.
If I could have my druthers, it would be the Little Caesars Crazy Puffs.
Those are good.
It's insane how
they're
good they
insane
are.
How good they are. It makes me upset.
They should not be that good.
I like I like seeing the stack of pepperonis when I take a bite.
It's so like, and it's like the good amount of marinara in there. There's like not a dry one. Like they do it right.
Yeah, they wet it down real nice.
Disgusting. I was saying that to say, I had a thin crust pizza not too long ago, and it was very, very good. I forgot, you know, you kind of forget it. You don't have it in a long time. You're like, man, thin crust hits.
Here's the deal with thin crust. It can't be too crispy, but it can't be too soggy. It is a delicate process. And if you put just a little bit too much sauce or a little bit too much cheese, then you got a soggy bottom. And Paul Hollywood's going to be pissed.
He's going to be so upset.
Josh and I, the other night, the commissioner,
shout out,
watched 4 episodes of Great British Baking Show. And this is his first go at it.
What does he think?
He loves it. He's like, dude, there's like no drama. I said, I know. It's so relaxing.
Welcome.
It's a great place to be.
Welcome. What do you think? There's no. What are you doing?
I burped. Was that gross?
You made a crazy sound. Was that a real burp? You weren't doing a bit?
That was a real burp. Like, I added a little sauce to it.
Okay. Okay. I was wondering. I was like, this. It just sounds like you're doing nonsense. It doesn't sound like anything.
That's the show.
That is the show.
Well, I want to shave my beard. Caitlin doesn't want me to shave my beard.
Why do you want to shave?
Because I need to just regrow. I need to start again. Every now and again, I just feel like I need to start again.
I always think the mustache looks killer. You're not going to get.
I know, dude.
You know, I'm always going to say yes.
I'm a handsome gentleman with a mustache.
Mustache looks good.
I don't ever look like a Norwegian pervert. Mm-mm. Never.
But mustache, and when you got a little 5 o'clock shadow.
Ooh, girl.
I'm telling you, brother.
But the problem, I think I know why Caitlin doesn't want me to do it.
Okay, talk.
We're married.
Wow.
She's not trying to lose me.
Big news.
I go out in the wild, little 5 o'clock shadow.
There's no telling what could happen.
Yeah, dude, it's going to be like a safari of those.
Stop.
I'm not going to go.
You jump to, it's a good joke and it's funny. I would like 2 more bars in there and then
okay.
Jump
so,
to the joke.
Okay. All right. Let me try again. We'll take it back.
We'll take it. We'll run it back.
So I know why Caitlin doesn't want me to have the mustache.
Oh,
and
word?
The 5 o'clock shadow.
Tell
yeah.
me, player.
Because I'm married and she wants to keep that going.
Wow.
Who and I'm walking around looking handsome as all get out, looking like Tom Selleck's fat baby, looking like a cherub. And then next thing you know, I am neck deep in a pussy safari. I can't do that. Better,
that.
Better, good.
That. I don't. The Tom Selleck took me out. I was trying to think of something. I was like, I'm almost there, and then I lost it.
And then a giant cherub helped.
A giant cherub came down to me. Hello, my son.
Hey, it's me. I'm Joey. I'm a cherub.
Be ye not afraid, for it is once he who said, the best things in life are not things.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, an angel of the Lord came upon them. Gross. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there were with an angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to all men.
Better is one day in your courts.
Of course.
Better is one. Dude, that was off
these
the dome.
These are the days of Elijah.
Now we'll sing to and worship. Dude.
Shout to the Lord.
Who is it? One of the dudes is coming to the caverns here in Tennessee. They have that concert venue that's a cavern. One of the dudes is coming to that. One of the big worship dudes.
Is it old Chrissy Tom?
It's not Chris Tomlin, I don't think. Let me look at it.
No, because you already have your tickets.
But it was a big guy. I was like, actually, I was looking at it. I was like, it might be Stephen Curtis Chapman. But I was like, that would be.
SCC would be pretty sick.
Like,
you
that
know,
would be fun to go to. Actually.
You know he's playing Saddle Up Your Horses. He's playing The Great Adventure for sure.
Come on, let's go.
I'm diving in. I'm going deep. Head on my head. I want to be caught in the rush, lost in the flow. And over my head, I want to go. River's deep. The river's wide.
It's a bop, dude.
Water is alive. So say, God, swim. I'm diving in.
It's good. It's better than it has any reason to be.
Better is one day in your
it's
butt.
All there. It's
better
there.
Is
oh,
one
it's Michael
day.
W. Smith, dude.
Nah, fuck that guy. Fuck Michael W. Smith.
Whoa, dude.
Yeah, no, I'm on this, dude.
You might be on it now, but we've talked about in extents like how this dude tickles the ivories, and we're big fans of it.
He's the Lord's Billy Joel, and everybody knows it.
There's nothing wrong with Billy Joel.
There's nothing wrong with Billy Joel, but there's plenty wrong with Michael W. Smith.
I did Billy Joel at karaoke, as you may know from a few episodes ago.
And you killed it. And you killed it.
Nothing wrong with Billy Joel.
I want to say this, and I want to make a clarification for Hunter.
Hey, Hunter went off in the group chat. He finally listened to a few episodes ago and was like, hey, I'm upset that you said you'd rather have brisket at Bucky's.
I'd rather have brisket. There's nothing. Listen, there's nothing
Dude,
wrong
the cheddar
with the
melt
club
is
melt.
Good.
There's
it's
nothing
good.
Wrong with the club melt. Okay.
It's got
delicious.
That sauce.
It's got the sauce. It's got the cheese. It's got the onions. It's good. But when I drive an hour and some change to go
for
to
a
gas
station.
I want brisket. I can't get brisket a lot.
When I go an hour and some change to go to a boutique flea market, I want brisket, dude.
I want kettle corn.
I want to pick out my own beef jerky.
I want to try several sausages and make everyone behind me pissed off.
I want to build my own beef jerky box.
Dude. You're singing those sweet, sweet songs.
They
dude,
sell
right
produce
now.
There.
Yeah. You know what they don't sell after 11 a.m.?
What?
Kolaches.
Cold
Caitlin
cuts.
Was pissed.
I'm sorry. Man, that sucks.
It does suck. And I'm like, well, I guess we got to drive in the morning.
We're going to Ohio. I'm going to start planting it in Lissa's ear now. Like, we're going to Bucky's, dude. I need to. I haven't been.
It's been a minute.
We're going on the way up.
Well, we're going on the way to the Smokies game.
Oh, yeah. I haven't been to the one in Sevierville, actually.
And it's the biggest one.
Well, they're building a bigger one, aren't they?
Well, so the biggest one was the one I go to in Daytona. And then they're like, and then in Sevierville, they're like, oh, we're building a bigger one.
Mm.
And then probably the next one will be big. I think they're just going to keep going bigger.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
It's part of it.
I'll tell you, can't tell.
Hmm.
Every Bucky's looks exactly the same to me.
Yeah.
I've been to five of them.
Mm-hmm. All the same.
All the same. Good bathrooms, better ingredients, better pizza.
Pussies.
Hot. But Hunter, doesn't mean I don't like it. I enjoyed it.
I had a brisket sandwich the other day, and I'll be honest, a little too much fat on it, but
you don't want the fatty brisket.
A little too much fat on it, so it kind of put a bad taste of brisket in my mouth. I like brisket, but it's just like my last experience kind of bothered me.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. We're going to keep it right here. Yeah. I mean, it's almost like it's close. I haven't quite got the right dialect, but it's close to the meemaw store. What is in the thing? It's close to that.
It's almost Roy Scoville, but a little bit less nasally.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been trying to get
there. Adam Ray.
So good.
Plays Jay Leno in the Pam and
Jim.
No. Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee movie. Or miniseries.
Okay.
He plays Jay Leno in it, and he does a great job.
That's awesome.
Yeah. You guys hear about this?
Dr. Phil's incredible, dude.
Did you see Dr. Phil and Pete Holmes?
I didn't watch that one. I did watch the one with Cam, William, and Tony.
The one with Pete Holmes is hilarious.
I'll have to check it out.
Pete Holmes used to be on Kill Tony. He would do great, I think.
Yeah.
He's good at roasting, and he acts like he's not, but he's really good at it.
Yeah, dude.
Better is one
did
day.
Did you watch Monday's episode?
Yeah, some of it.
Dude, did you get to the part where Dr. Phil was accidentally being racist?
Yeah.
And then Tony hit him with the "We'll be right black." Oh my
That was,
gosh,
dude, Tony's so quick.
I was like, what? It just, it's so good.
Very good.
What you been into lately? Oh, I did something yesterday.
Oh yeah, we're talking. We're gonna save that. That's gonna be our grand finale because I got a lot of questions.
Okay.
That's gonna be the last thing we talk about because it could go on for an hour.
Okay. Yeah. Let's get to a quake then.
Okay, so I haven't been doing much. I think I'm depressed.
Interesting. I think there's a reason why.
Why is that?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say it on the podcast.
No, but I know what you're talking about. And yes. I think that is the reason.
Yes.
And it sucks.
Yes.
And there's just a dark cloud in my house right now. And I feel like I need to get some sage and just like sage the fucking crap out of this son of a bitch.
Yeah, dude.
I don't think that's real. But I like the idea.
What you ought to do is do that, but then just have a good day with your mom and then just ask her to come pray.
Hey, mom, can you grab the anointing oil and come?
Mom, I really need a prayer cloth.
I need you to just get in there and fucking shake down the throne of grace and bring it on us, dude. I think you need to storm the gates of hell.
And you need to get to the war room right now.
Saint Sandy, I need you to open up Leviticus fucking stat.
Sergeant Sandy, report to the war room.
God's got an army, dude. And Saint Sandy is a Navy SEAL in God's army.
Wow, sorry, I wasn't. Well, some Navy SEALs could be sergeants. I'm not.
She's a Green Beret. She's rank. A Green Beret.
Yeah.
She's a Green Beret.
An army God's of the Lord? Army. Yeah, dude. You don't mess yeah. with her.
No, dude, she gets tactical in those prayers, dude.
She wears the full armor of God every day.
Yeah, she's girding up her loins with the belt of truth every day.
Every day. You won't catch her without her breastplate of righteousness.
Bitch. She got that shield of faith on lock.
Boom. Runs head first with the helmet of salvation on.
What? Bitch.
Dude, I'm sorry that you're not.
What's the shoes of peace?
I don't.
Is it the shoes of peace?
Dude, I'm doing good to remember these. I'll be quite honest with you.
Breastplate of righteousness, sword of the spirit, helmet of God, helmet of salvation, shield of faith, the sword of the spirit,
sword of truth,
and I think it's the shoes of peace.
Sure.
No, we gotta know. All Google
right.
it.
All right. Yeah.
We gotta know, dude. Here's the thing. If our show is anything, it is a theological sound Bible podcast. Everything that we've ever said about Jesus is accurate to the scripture. You can cross-reference everything in your Thompson Chain Bible.
I'll stand for the reading of the word. Ephesians 6, starting at verse 10, says this. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the ruler. Okay, we'll skip that. I didn't realize how long this was. Sorry.
Principalities, dude.
Yeah. I don't want to read the whole thing. Okay. Therefore, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breast plate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace.
Shoes of peace.
Yeah, you got it, dude.
Do me a favor.
Yeah.
Just read the Belt of Truth part in King James, if you can find it.
Yeah, I was in the NIRV. That's one I like. You want New King James or you want traditional?
Give me that old time religion, dude. Give me that Thompson chain, bitch.
Vamp.
The reason why I know so much about the fucking armor of God is because of Bible Man. Shout out Willie Ames. We're gonna try to get him on the podcast.
Ephesians 6, verse 14 says in the King James Version. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Gird up your loins with truth.
Check this one out. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
Dude, that's some fucking Tolkien shit, dude.
That's metal, dude.
That's metal as fuck.
The Bible's metal, son.
You can shove those fiery darts up your ass. They ain't getting through my shield of faith.
Speaking of fiery darts up your butt.
Perfect segue. Welcome to the Nice Boys podcast, where we take a segue and we fucking nail it every time.
Nail it to the cross every time.
Absolutely. Take up your cross and walk.
Oh,
Billy Graham.
That made me laugh a lot.
But speaking of fiery darts of the wicked.
Okay. So
you want me to explain it? I was there. So
he was not there.
I was not there.
So,
but I did get a phone call last night.
Shane's mic ran out real quick. Hang on. He's hooking us back up.
I was very
concerned.
Okay,
very
perfect.
Concerned.
Yeah. Shane answered this phone call with the most empathy I think he's ever had towards me. And you're about to find out why. So, at students, our numbers have been down for a while. And Anthony's kind of taken over. I'm kind of maybe about to start getting paid for it. If anyone ever hears this. Hell. No, I'm not. You don't know me. You don't. Anyway.
Whatever. Cut it out.
We've been doing the... try to get people there. So if we have a night with five new students or over 100 in attendance, we've come up with this thing called the Wheel of Consequences. And we've actually got a spinning wheel that we can ride on. It's a fun gimmick. Anyway, you spin the wheel, you do the consequence. He didn't have that prepared, but one he thought he had wanted to put on there up until this point was taking a shot of Da Bomb hot sauce from
Da Bomb. Beyond Insanity hot
no,
sauce.
No, this was the original Da Bomb.
This is the original Da Bomb?
This was the original Da Bomb.
Oh, it's worse.
From the Hot Ones YouTube series. I'm sure if you're listening to this, you've watched that. I'm positive of it.
Look at us. Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? Anyway, so yeah, we had 12 new students last night, and it was like, okay, we're doing this. And me and a couple other people were like, hey, this is a lot. Maybe we should do a little bit. And he has since said he should have listened. But
yeah.
Yeah. He was like, oh, we got to be men. And I was like, I don't know where this is coming from, dude. But anyway, so we do this. And we get on stage in front of everybody. We take a shot of this Da Bomb hot sauce. And then, which I immediately chase with a lot of pickle juice. Like,
which, please explain to me why.
Well, we did a pickle relay for the game, the race.
It is church.
It is church. Eat the pickle, run around the sanctuary. You can get a gift card if you win. So we had pickles there, and backstage I was like, would it be funny if I chugged it? And everybody was like, yeah, of course. And I was like, all right, roll tide. So we go, we do the shot. It's hot. It's bad. It's bad. It's as bad as you think it is.
Here's the thing. It's not only spicy.
Yeah.
But it does not taste good.
No.
There are hot, hot sauces that taste delicious.
Mm-hmm.
But blow your head off. This one is just hot for the sake of hot. There's no consideration into taste.
It's acid. It's bad.
It's
dude.
Putrid.
It's bad. And so, like, it's hot. Obviously, it's very hot. But that isn't what got me. I literally had the worst stomach pains of my life. I've broke bones. I've had root canals. Like, I don't think I was in as much pain as I was last night after ingesting undisclosed, maybe an ounce, maybe more amount of the bomb hot sauce, which backstage was too thick. So we're like, hey, we should put some water in this. And they were, and then Anthony was like, no, we'll put another hot sauce in this. So we put another.
Anthony's an idiot. I love him so much, but that is dumb.
Yeah. Anthony, if you're listening, that's a decision he made. But
Anthony, if you're listening to me, what the hell, dude?
I'm sorry.
I speak for Austin when I say this.
Dang it, dude.
Sorry, I'm too funny for TV.
Too funny for TV.
Okay, so your tummy hurt real bad.
Dude, at first it was fine for a little bit. I was back there with my guys. We were starting to have group, and then I was like, I just was still sweating so much. And I was like,
was your stomach making noises like the beginning of Rack City?
Not very funny.
Insert intro of Rack City.
Got it. Yeah. So, but it was and then I was like, guys, I gotta go to the bathroom. I went to the private bathroom and like locked the door. I was like, I gotta try to get it out of me. I don't want to throw up. I'm not a throw up guy. So I was like, it's gotta come out the other end. Well, I start and I can't go. It hurts just like sitting down. I'm in the most pain, dude. And then so like I was like, okay. And then like I kept my pants around my waist. It was like I pulled my underwear up and then I was like hunched over on all fours, just like pouring sweat. And then eventually my shirt comes off. Like I'm in different states of disarray. Finally, Peyton comes.
All five stages of grief.
Yeah. Finally, Peyton comes, checks on me. He's like, you okay? And I'm like, no. And they're like, can I come in there? I'm like, I'm not decent. Like, what do you mean? I'm like, my clothes are off.
I am in nothing but my undies, pleading with God and Krishna and dude. Allah right now, just trying to find any deity that will hear my cries.
I was like, I don't even know that I was thinking anything, just in the amount of pain. And I knew I was like, the mistake has been made. I knew better.
You were in purgatory.
I knew better. But I made the decision. I chose to do this, but I knew better. And so it's my head.
It's good to know that youth group has not changed since I left.
Dude, it's the same. It's better actually.
But they're still doing like Fear Factor ass shit.
Dude, he wants to put getting tased on there.
No,
I was like straight up. I was like, dude, I will not be tased.
I said, you are a madman.
I'm not doing that. It's like, that is the one
you guys could play nutball. If you're going to do a jackass bit, you could just play nutball.
Someone put on there like getting your legs waxed. Like
that's funny.
Like I pitched, which was stupid, but maybe might get put on there. Was like mystery grilled cheese. Like you get two grilled cheeses. One's a good one. And
and you got to pick one.
One's a weird grilled cheese, and one of us gets a good grilled cheese, and the other one gets a
that's very good.
Cheese.
I like that a lot.
It's stupid. It requires too much planning, but it's, you know, it's fun.
I think what you do with that is you make it burritos and just like go to Taco Bell and get like 2 5-layers and fuck one of them up.
Well, we got like a griddle in the back. There's capability. Oh, so there's capability of like at the beginning of service, like if we have the people, you know what I mean? If like we get mystery grilled cheese, we can be in the back, make those grilled cheeses. And by the time service ends, we have it.
You got two grilled cheeses.
We have the two mystery grilled cheeses. Someone else was like, I can't remember. There's been a handful of pretty good ones. But yeah,
I think one would be like to earnestly sing a song.
Oh gosh.
Like an embarrassing song, but like earnestly sing it, like sing your best. You can't do a bit. You just have to go for it.
Go for it.
Cause that one's not painful, but it's emotionally vulnerable.
Anyway, I'm like all fours in my underwear. Like, listen, I'm drenched in sweat. It's like I've been in a pool. Like I've played a full court game of basketball in the current shape that I'm in. Just like I'm.
You play rugby?
Yeah.
You heard of rugby?
But yeah, and then eventually I'm like, Peyton, I called Peyton. I was like, I need you. It's like, come in here. So I get Peyton in there. He's like, what's going on? I'm like, I can't. It, everything, like, my belly hurts. I can't move. I'm
like, Peyton, there is no God. I need you.
And he's like, he goes, there's some Tums. Like, he gets me some Tums and some vanilla wafers. But like, at first I don't want to eat anything because like, I physically feel like I cannot, like, it is hurting me and making me like sick at the same time to talk, like, and with the amount of pain that I'm in.
Beetlejuice, you clown.
Spoonful.
Yeah. Is that, you had a spoonful, right?
I had a spoonful and I threw up and it came out of my nose.
Yeah.
And it hurt really bad.
Same thing happened to Tony. Like the,
yeah.
Like, he said it came out of his nose and, like, it burnt again.
It hurts, dude.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you right now, he's not going to have problems with allergies for the next week.
Yeah, shout outs.
Like, yeah, he's going to be fine. He's cleared out.
I didn't touch, you know, like, my hog.
Yeah. But, you weren't starting the old
right?
engine.
Right. But, like, by the time I got home and after I felt better and I did pee, like, it hurt. It was shout out my man putting on moisturizing lotion.
Nah, dude, I'm putting on Bengay.
My king taking care of himself.
My shoulder hurts so bad.
Dude, don't talk about how old you are, dude. I was trying to help you out.
My shoulder hurts. I'm not moisturizing. This is Bengay. This is what happens when you turn 30. A switch flips.
I said that all of a sudden. I said that all switches. The time.
A switch flips, and then all of a sudden, everything sucks. Like all the shit that you like, and then you remember every time you did the splits in high school. Yeah.
Your body hurts. You can't drink an ounce of the most disgusting hot sauce.
You can't,
perhaps, on the planet.
What I think is butt fucking nuts,
what?
For lack of a better term.
Yeah.
You don't like spicy food.
No, I don't like hot stuff at all. Like, cheddar jalapeno Cheetos is as hot as it gets for me.
Yeah. Like, you're not a flaming hot guy.
No.
You're not like a hot wings. You're like a garlic parm, honey barbecue type.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like hot stuff. So,
so that's why when you called me and you were like, Shane, I took a shot of Da Bomb hot sauce and I just said, Austin, no, yeah. No, a shot.
Yeah.
Like, I saw Lopez, who also tried the hot sauce.
Yeah.
I saw him cry. He's a great man. He's a strong character.
Yeah.
I saw him cry tears.
Like, involuntary, when you first get the heat of it, you are crying. Like,
you're crying. Your nose starts running. Every orifice in your body opens up.
Bro,
you start shitting and coming and pissing.
I was eating it up, though. Anthony was struggling. Like, he was in real, like, physical pain. And I was like, I do this and go to work. I was like, people were recording it. Like, I'm in camera saying stuff like that. I was like, I do this on Tuesdays.
You just started just playing it up for the camera.
Yeah.
You're just living the gimmick.
Yeah, dude.
Turn it up to 11.
Like, it ain't even like my tears are coming out of my eyes. My face is pouring in sweat. I'm like, it ain't even that bad.
Like, bitch, this is a stroll.
Anyway, we're in the back of house. Peyton's like, let me get your keys. I'll pull your Jeep around back here. And he's like, I'll turn the air conditioner on because you are burning up. And I was like, I'm freezing. I'm shaking because of how much I was sweating. But I was burning up.
Yeah.
He finally like gets me back there. I get the strength to put my clothes back on. we go.
I find it in my heart to put my clothes back on.
We Air Force One Secret Service me like to my Jeep from this bathroom, like, so nobody sees me. I get to the car. Air conditioner's on. A few minutes go by, we get some vanilla wafers and some water in me, and like,
because
like I said, I didn't think I could eat. Like, I didn't think I could stomach it, but like, it did help kind of push that stuff back
soak
down.
It up.
Yeah. And then when I got home, on your recommendation, I took the double shot of Pepto. And what really helped me out, which I have used the bathroom now, but I didn't eat yesterday since lunch, yeah. like 11:30. So I had nothing on my belly. So I do think that helped with like what my intestine part of it. You know what I mean?
It's kind of just all came out.
Yeah.
Okay. So next time.
There will not be a next
time. Right. But if like, God forbid.
No.
You know.
I paid my sins.
Pepto first.
I paid atonement.
Anytime you do something spicy.
Yeah.
Pepto first, it coats your stomach, mm-hmm. and you don't get the belly hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I did a wings challenge,
yeah,
and did the hottest wings, and I took Pepto first, and I was fine. Like the poop wasn't bad. It coats your stomach, it covers it, you're good. I don't know about if you guys know this, but I do a lot of eating challenges.
This guy eating challenges,
yeah,
it's challenging to watch. I'll tell you that.
No, it's not, dude. I'm a great eater. I'm a great eater.
No,
I am.
You're good at it, but there's a difference between like proficiency and beauty, and like they do not equate. You know what I mean?
No, I'm an. It's ugly.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
But I'll tell you right now,
it's challenging to watch.
Even like Karl Malone had a shitty jump shot. You know what I mean? But it still got in the hole. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Of course.
That's
abort, abort, abort.
Abortion, abortion, abortion.
Yeah.
Well,
I think we did one.
How was your poop?
Good. It was tough like to get through at first, but I also think like I'm pretty regular, but I think like since I didn't have any food like anything in my system, like
yeah.
I was like, I should be having a poop right now. And it's like, but I don't have any, I haven't ate anything. So like,
yeah,
I ate lunch today. I had a big, my burrito that I was supposed to eat from last night. Oh, on the way home, I told Alyssa about my transgressions and she was like, I got Mexican. What are you going to eat?
It's like nothing.
I'm not. Yeah. I'm not going to eat anything.
So you ate your burrito.
Yeah. And then about 4:30, used the bathroom. Yeah.
Feel good.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it hot?
Yes, but not as bad as people would made it seem.
Like sometimes it's bad.
Okay, yeah. So
if you didn't take the Pepto, it would have been unbearable. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think with the Tums I had in my system and everything, mm-hmm. and then
the vanilla wafers. The vanilla wafers was a good call because it'll soak all of that up.
Yeah, I was like so thankful for that. I mean, I was like,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but hey.
Listen, man, sometimes you have, and once again, I speak for both of us when I say this.
I don't have the energy to edit it this much.
I know this is going to be a lot for you. You got to put in the, you got to bleep me out. You got to put in the,
I got to find where you bleeped. Yeah. It just goes to show that. Sometimes you're a smart feller, but other times you're a fart smeller.
And you can follow me on all forms of social media at Shane is Rad. You can follow the podcast at Nice Boys Podcast. Please follow Austin at Colonel Austin Jones on Instagram. Our theme song is called Outrageous off of the EP Zang by the great Canadian band Dog Cops. Send nudes to Dog Cops, please. They need to see you're not hot sauced with butthole. They want to see your clean pink little turd cutters. All right, Austin.
What's big and brown and behind the wall?
I don't know.
Humpty's dump.
Pokemon garbage!